So when your psyche encounters that injury again and again and again, it does not mean that you are injured. It does not mean that that trauma has affected the core of you. It just means that that is a process the psyche is engaging in to grow and to connect with the true self. And it's a journey, frankly, that all of us have to take on. The goal of life is self-realization, to know who we truly are. And to know ourselves, we have to go deeper.
Welcome to Partners in Sublime, where we explore the teachings of depth psychology and Vedic philosophy to achieve the highest levels of personal growth and self-actualization. Join me as we tap into the unconscious for intuitive guidance and creative direction. I'm your host, Shagun Chopra. Let's begin.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Partners in Sublime. Today, we're going to talk about the journey of shadow work. So I've introduced the concept of the persona in the past, and the shadow is nothing but the opposite of the persona. Everything that you need to be, the opposite of that, you can't be. So if I need to be perceived as hardworking, I can be perceived as lazy. If I need to be perceived as easygoing, I can be perceived as high maintenance. If I need to be perceived as loving, I can be perceived as angry. This and many other rules that govern our psyche without us even knowing. That's why your shadow is also called your personal unconscious. So when we grow up, we take on a persona, that which we think will help us succeed in the world. And success is defined by the parameters of society. But over a period of time, we get really solidified in those ways and start to identify with it. When we start to identify with it, we tell ourselves this is the only way we can be. And we push all the other qualities to our unconscious, to the shadow. And so what shadow work essentially is integrating those qualities and bringing them up to light. One common misconception about shadow work is that you're bringing all the dark stuff up. Yes, there is darkness in the sense that these things are not known to us. They are unconscious. But it's not darkness in the sense that these things are bad. For instance, if growing up you learned how to be very dependent to get your needs met, being independent and confident might be in your shadow. And those are not necessarily bad things. They are actually things you need to bring to light so that you can lead a more whole life. In fact, I would go so on as to say that there is no quality that is bad. Anything you find in your shadow is worth embracing and worth integrating, because this duality of our persona and shadow is, in fact, not real. It's just a fabrication of the psyche. We are pure consciousness, and there's nothing in us that is good or bad. Non-dual texts from the Vedic tradition say this best, that you are that. You are not good, not bad. You are a neutral being who is just a manifestation of pure consciousness. So when you take the idea of persona and shadow, you see that duality, that split in yourself, and your goal is to rise above that. And the process of doing that is often called shadow work. It can also be called shadow persona integration, and it is a necessary step for what Jung calls individuation. So I will not bring too much lingo in this one episode, but as long as you understand that persona is your mask that you took on to be in the world, and shadow is everything you had to push away or repress in order to be the persona, then that's good enough for us. Now, when people start doing shadow work, there is a sense of like, oh, I recognize I have been suppressing this quality. I have been showing up this way, but I could have showed up another way. And we start to become aware of it, which is the first step. We start to notice it in ourselves and we decide, okay, I am going to integrate this part of my shadow. And once you've done that work, there is so much lightness, so much joy, so much exhilaration that you've been able to conquer this thing that was limiting you for so many years, sometimes 30, 40, 50 years of your life. But what happens when you think you've conquered something and it comes back again? I have seen many people, including some clients, who talk about how hard it is for them to face these things over and over and over again. It makes them feel like they are less than, that they didn't do the work correctly, that their shadow is so big and insurmountable that they will never be able to integrate it. And as much as this work is lifelong, this feeling, this experience of the same thing coming back again is not going to go away. And that's because our work of integrating with the unconscious does not happen linearly. It happens as a spiral. So, you know, spiral, it goes down. So here we are on the surface of the ego. The ego has created a persona. And beneath that is our shadow. And beneath that is collective unconscious, which we will explore in another episode. But for us to journey deeper and connect with the essence that connects all humanity, all life, we don't go down like this. We go down in a spiral, slowly making our way to the collective. Which means that as we're going through the shadow, we are going to uncover the same wound, the same trigger, the same injury to our psyche multiple times. Just one layer deeper each time. So while it can feel like the same thing is back, what am I doing? Why is it that I'm encountering this issue yet again? Each time it'll be slightly more nuanced, slightly different flavor. And you will be able to see that it is just a bit better than the last time. And by better, I mean your capacity to recognize it, your capacity to look at it in a more nuanced way, and your capacity to respond to it will improve. So it'd be foolish to just go through life thinking, I've dealt with the trigger of my dad once, so I never have to deal with it again. But no, that same thing is bound to come back again, and you are going to be that much stronger, that much more prepared, and that much more centered to look at it the more you continue with shadow work. It's important to know that as you're doing this work, you have to remember your true nature, which is that you're pure awareness, pure consciousness. So when your psyche encounters that injury again and again and again, it does not mean that you are injured. It does not mean that trauma has affected the core of you. It just means that that is a process the psyche is engaging in to grow and to connect with the true self. And it's a journey, frankly, that all of us have to take on. The goal of life is self-realization, to know who we truly are. And to know ourselves, we have to go deeper. And each time we go deeper, newer layer, newer flavor, newer ways of dealing and response. So now to talk about the journey of shadow work, I'm going to play a session that I had with one of my clients. I'm going to call her Rhea. Rhea worked with me for several months together over a year and a half ago. She really took this work to heart. She looked at all her fears. She understood her resistance. She integrated parts of her shadow that she had not touched for many, many years. And the result of that was just a much more wholesome way of living life, where she didn't feel the constant pressure of like, this is how I have to be or else people wouldn't leave me. And witnessing that growth in her was beautiful. And she reached out recently to talk about something that happened. And we explore that in the session. And we look at how that particular event is just her journey down the spiral. So I'll let you listen and we'll talk afterwards.
Quite a few things have changed. I can quickly catch you up on it, which will also lead to where I am now, I guess. So I think when we were last speaking, I had gotten the new role already in my company that I wanted. So all good on that end. I think soon after speaking with you, which had helped a lot, I thought that eventually I was ready to go back into dating, which I did. And I went back on the apps and I even went to India and had a wonderful trip for a change for the first time, I think, that I went back in years. And I saw two wonderful people and then I decided to start seeing one of them. And and everything was going very, very great. And I think I told you that I've always kind of seek this companionship or emotional relationship that I wanted in life. I thought we were there at that. Everything we had talked about aligned. We were on the same page. Everything was going great. Work was hectic, but doing okay. But I think life overall was doing okay. Was mending my relationship with my family. I think I'd grown a lot as a person, I felt as well. We moved in together. Everything was, well and good, except work, which was a bit hectic, but then I was navigating around it. But it felt like real life. I think it was just like reality has kind of set in. This is what life is. And I was very happy with that. And then he decided one day that he was just done with no explanation that made sense. Just a feeling that he has that this is not it and we can't get married anymore. After discussing marriage, booking his tickets to come see my family, a lot of just steps being taken. Then I think it was a bit of a roller coaster, just to be living with him, looking for a place, grieving, processing the reoccurrence of my fear of people leaving and abandonment resurfaced. So it was a pretty low start to the year. I also was due for a promotion that I was supposed to get because it was well deserved, but they decided not to give it for some internal reasons. So I think it was just a bit of a rocky start, but I've moved to my own flat, which is good. And I've been working on myself and I am better than how I was a month back. So I would say there's progress.
Yeah. First of all, I just hear so much growth from the saying. You did not describe anything in terms of my family did this. There's a acceptance of your part in how you see the world. So I hear that loud and clear. Having said that, there are parts you don't understand and you're probably wondering, how did that happen? I'm sure there's a lot of stuff on your mind about your partner leaving you suddenly. Those fears of abandonment that you've always had, what might have been going on for this to happen again? And I'm going to have to rely on you to tell me how you were showing up in that relationship.
I think the one thing that I did, and from our sessions at least that we had, I remember that, we had discussed I had these two sides to me. And I think the one thing that I really did was I embraced both sides. It's like both these sides are me, both these parts are me. And I also took a lot of learnings from all my previous relationships. And not just learning in terms of how I could be better, but also what's non-negotiable for me. Because I think in the past relationships, what had happened a lot of times was that maybe because I was so afraid of losing people, I made peace with a lot of things that didn't need to make peace with. Like, obviously, you always have to make compromises.
Yeah.
But not, I mean, there has to be an extent to the compromises, right? So I have to say, in this relationship, and I think that's why also for the first time it felt very adult, very real, because it was all cards on the table from both sides. Both sides were, this is non-negotiable, this is who I am. And we both just understood that and blended in. And obviously neither of us are perfect, so also accepting the drawbacks of the other person. In terms of what went wrong, I think I've racked my brain for months and months trying to figure it out. And I think it did get to the point where I can't make sense out of it. I don't have a reason. He's not given a reason, but I think I've reached the point finally where I don't need him to give me a reason.
Yeah.
I think I've reached that point where I think for the longest time I thought that I can't move even an inch forward if I didn't know why it happened, because I'm not going to get closure. And I think I've worked on myself to understand that him not wanting to be with me was the closure, and I don't need any other reason. That is the reason. I mean, that's reason enough. But what it does, the issue that it causes is that I don't know what I did wrong or if I did something wrong. So it's a bit of a fear of, I don't mind working on myself at all. I'm very open to that. But it's a bit of a, was it an issue that he couldn't deal with when it came to himself? Or was it an issue that he couldn't deal with because it was something to do with me?
Yeah, I can see how that might be unsettling. So what I'm hearing is that it's not like you went into this with the idea of like, I'm going to get abandoned. This always happens to me. It was a different relationship. It felt different. It felt mature. But it ended nonetheless. So was it because you two were not right for each other? Was it because he had not done the same amount of work, or maybe did that and discovered that you're not right for each other? Or if it's something you did, subconscious still, because sometimes we think we've got it all and something still remains. So it could be there. It could be the case, but you don't know. And in this case, it sounds like you can't know based on feedback from others, and you've done the self-reflection and you still don't know what you may have done. But I think what this is bringing up in you is this idea of how to move on without getting those answers, like how to thrive in that space where you don't know, but you still trust that you'll be okay and you will have the relationship that you want eventually. So does that make sense, first of all?
It does. It does, yes.
What is it teaching you, this whole, the way things unfolded?
Resilience. I mean, it's obviously making me more resilient. I think also acceptance in a lot of ways. I think a strong side of me has always been that practical side of, if I can figure it out, if I have an answer, I can make peace with it. You know, then there's a reason behind it. And I think what caught me off guard was A, not expecting it at all. And you're very right to say, I think this was the first time where I was not in the relationship and I thought, oh, this is going to end. He's going to leave. Everyone leaves. When I got into it initially, I had those fears. But then over time, because of our relationship, because of how we were, I actually did not have that fear anymore. I think for the first time in my life, I was like, this is it. I found my person.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave. So I think I was very taken aback when he did. And then especially on top of that, when my practical side can't make sense out of it.
This side is also your persona.
Yes, you have a persona that thinks everyone's going to leave me, and you conquered that. But what this one is showing you is you believe about yourself that if I can figure it out, I can handle it. That's your persona. The shadow would be, if I can't figure it out, I can't handle it. And I think you had that experience when you said, I don't think I can move forward unless I get that closure, that reasoning from him. So this is almost asking you to work on yourself in a different way, where you have to learn how to be comfortable with when you don't know, when things are unexplained, when you can't reason it with your mind, knowing that you can still respond and still be okay.
And I think that's what it's taught me. I don't have the answers. I never got the answers. And I think it got to the point where trying to find an answer that I was never going to get was bothering me so much or affecting me so much. I just made peace with it. I can be okay without knowing the answer. And I think that's where I am. I'm still grieving, but now I'm not trying to understand why.
And grief is can be so long, complex, and goes in cycles. So you might be really up one day and might not feel that way the next day. That's totally a process. And I'm not glad that you're going through it, but I'm glad that you are riding the waves as opposed to just trying to bypass them, which is just what you really need. And I'm sure there are days when you doubt your ability to get through and other days you feel confident. Let's speak to that part of you that maybe on some days doesn't feel that way. Again, every time we do shadow work, we try to see how cultivating a particular persona limits us. So in your case, if I can figure it out, I can handle it. That's part of your persona. So can you think of ways in which this has limited or maybe is still limiting your life? Not just in relationships, but it could be other aspects too.
How not knowing the answer to something is limiting me. I think it's more in the case of relationships, and this breakup is, I think, the biggest example of that, of how it limited me to the point that for days, 24/7, I was just thinking about, you know, replaying the entire relationship of a year plus in my head and trying to figure out the moment. Then also trying to figure out, what did I do wrong? You know? So picking up on every small thing and being like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done this. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. So in my quest to find that out, and then reading into everything he was saying, because we were still together in the same space. And I think the fact that I couldn't make peace with, I can be okay without the answer, it delayed my healing process or my moving on process by 2 months or even more.
Yeah. It took that much longer for acceptance to set in.
Because I couldn't accept that it's happened because I couldn't understand why it had happened. And you can call it, I don't know, it was even sadder that I asked him and he kept on giving me flaky answers or different answers and then not giving answers and then saying he's not sure. So obviously that made the process even harder because he himself wasn't sure of what's happening. So how am I supposed to make sense of what's happening? And I think I even got to the point where, you know, you build stories in your head of, well, I think this is why it happened. And this is to give yourself that piece of, okay, the site can come down. This is what it is. I can move forward. This is the reason. But at the end of the day, that's just what you tell yourself in the moment to try and feel better. It's not the truth.
It sounds like because the drive for getting a reason was so high, any reason, correct or not, would be acceptable in the moment just to soothe your mind. And then mind would create, maybe that was not it. Maybe it was some other reason. So irrespective of whether something felt true or not, you were trying to force your mind to accept it temporarily. And you were just delaying your healing by constantly having communication with your former partner, asking him for things that he couldn't provide. I think those are very valid and real ways in which being this way always affects you doesn't mean that you can't look for an answer. I think we know that about persona and shadow. It doesn't mean you have to be that way, but you can choose to be that way anytime you like. And in a way, it's nice, right, that you tried to do that, because it would give you feedback for yourself, for your future relationships. But the fact that you lingered in that stage and it became like, I have to have this, I think that's when we get into problem territory. So I'm really happy you recognized that and started to break away from that. You're still going through it, and this is, you know, this is your work. Can you think of any other times in the past where this thing affected you, and maybe that time you didn't have the tools or the knowledge to be like, oh, I can move on from this?
I mean, I would say my first relationship, where it was very similar, that without any reason, he just said that I can't do this anymore. And I think I've learned and grown so much over the years that this time when this person said it, I said, okay, I'm not going to change your mind. I would like a reason, which I asked 2 times. And after that, I didn't. Then it was an internal battle in my mind. I didn't ask him for any answers. But as opposed to earlier in life, I kept on trying to understand and stayed in this limbo with him for a year almost. And I, you know, it actually, I realized that even though I'd moved past this, because I just told myself that, okay, I'm going to do other things, move past it. I think at the back of my mind, I always wanted that answer to make peace with it. Even though I'd moved on, I'd accepted it. I needed that answer. And I realized that after this happened, that I still needed that answer for the first one.
Yeah.
And then made my peace that I don't need it. Look, you did this right now. You don't need an answer. And you're not in that limbo. And even if the other person gives an answer, what if it doesn't meet your expectations of why this actually went down? It could be a satisfactory answer for them, not for you.
Yeah, you can't reason your way out of a heartbreak.
No. And you want to. That's the easiest way, right? In the moment, to reason it out, to be like, okay, this was not going to work. This is the reason.
What has this whole process taught you about love?
I think it's taught me about the kind of love I have to give to myself and also to others. I think I have very unconditional love. I didn't hate him for what he did. I still don't. No bitterness, no nothing. But also love towards myself, that if you can give so much love to someone else, you can give a little to yourself as well. And have I lost faith that I will find someone? I don't know. But I do have faith that I will be okay.
I'm not quite sure what to say, because you're saying all the right things.
I don't know.
I'm not going to make it easier. I know that too. Just because you know, it doesn't mean you don't cry yourself to sleep. Doesn't mean you don't have moments of grief. Grief can be heavy. But your inner knowing that no matter what happens, you will be okay, that is a sign that you are connected to that transcendent energy that tells us, like, you're not this body, you're not the circumstances that are happening to you. You're an omniscient being who is going to survive no matter what, because the real you can't be touched by whatever happens. And you are still connected to that knowing, even if it wavers.
And which is also that I don't think it's going to be okay, but then there are days that I think it will be, and days are enough.
Yeah. One thing I want to point out is your first relationship, again, ended without you getting an answer. This one, same. When it comes to integrating your shadow and persona, people think it's like a one-time process, but it's what Carl Jung calls it, a spiral. So it visualizes a spiral, and let's say one end of it, there's like a dent. That's where you have repeated issues surfacing in your life. When you grow, you're not making a linear move, you're going in the spiral. So we arrive at the same issue over and over again. And each time you will learn how to handle it differently. So first one, you lamented over it for a year. This one, you asked him 2 times, and then you made that process more internal. And it doesn't mean you have to continue going through a series of heartbreaks to learn that lesson. The same lesson can show up in any other way. You know, it could be a health diagnosis that you don't know what brought it. It could be your friend suddenly changing things. It doesn't mean that you're going to have heartbreaks, but every time you reach that, you will do something different. You will bounce back quicker, and you will keep doing that integration. So one thing I'm really happy to see is you're not discounting the work you've done, because a lot of people do that. Like, I thought I had worked on this issue / trigger, and why is this happening again? It means I must not have done it right. But no, you actually did it right, but you grow in a spiral and it is bound to come back again. But each time you're better.
I think each time you know better. You know how to process it a little better. You know what to do a bit better. I think even between this breakup and the breakup before that, I knew I don't want to be a certain way. I don't want to process in a certain way or act in a certain way. And I didn't do all of that in the post-breakup in this one, and I'm very happy with that. And that for me was progress also in terms of who I am, and that I don't want to change that because of a person or because of a circumstance.
It has been a journey, and you're doing it so wonderfully, really. Is there anything that you would like to tell yourself when you have those moments where your faith wavers a bit, that you're going to be okay? Those moments, you know, just technically speaking, is when you stop identifying with your spiritual nature and start to identify this body, this life, these circumstances. So is there anything that you can tell yourself in those moments to cross over to remembering your true nature?
I think the first thing that I tell myself is trust yourself. And I think that's what centers me a bit. I also have to say, I don't anymore run away from how it's making me feel. For the longest time, because I wanted my practicality to kick in, I would try to block that certain part out. I need to live my life. I need to keep on doing things. I have stuff to do. Now it's okay. I'm not feeling okay today because this is affecting me or impacting me.
Mm-hmm.
I will sit on my couch, have a cry, and watch a sappy movie. And I let those emotions out instead of keeping them in. And in that process, by the end of it, and I feel terrible, right? I feel sad about what happened, that I'm lonely, I'm by myself. It's that little feeling inside saying, trust yourself. At the end of the day, even if you don't have anyone, you'll be fine. You'll have yourself. And also reminding myself of all the situations where similar things like this have happened. And I have grown out of it. So I think that was actually the biggest thing when all of this was happening and I was in the middle of it. I remember when I was speaking to my friends or sharing, I always said one thing: I'm not doing okay right now, but I know I will be okay. I had it in me to say this the last few times I've grieved different losses in my life. Every single time I felt like this is it. My world is coming to an end. To the point where when I was having the conversation with him as well, when I asked him, he said, because I said, you've turned my world upside down. And he responded saying, this is not the end of the world. You'll be fine. I told him, I know I'll be fine. And listen to my words. I didn't say, this is the end of my world. I said, you've turned it upside down. I know this is not the end and I'll be okay. And I think that's something that's happened with experiences, with grief, different losses, but I just knew it will take time and that time is painful. But I don't think I ever doubted I will not be okay, which I did the last few times for sure. So I think I remind myself that you are okay, you will be okay again. And not just when you thrive, I've thrived after. It just takes time. How long it takes really varies. Some losses you grieve for a lifetime. Doesn't mean you won't be okay.
That is exactly the way to think about it. I don't think there's much more to say. You have that inner sense of trust. You have a mantra you give yourself, just saying trust yourself that, you know, you will be okay no matter what happens. I just want to point out that the part in you that you learned how to deal with is your ego, which says, oh my God, this happened. You're not going to survive. And I think what you've done very well is to look at that part and be like, I know you care about me and you want to tell me those things. I don't believe them because I have survived in the past and I will continue to have that faith. But I'm not going to push you aside anymore. If you want to feel a few things, I will let you feel them. And I will not resist you like I used to, making myself busy, over-planning, over-analyzing every situation, thinking that that would be the way out of whatever it is you were feeling. So it's great that you allow yourself to feel without it distorting your sense of who you are.
You know, I have to say in that middle part when I was trying to look for the answer and I thought I couldn't make peace with it if I didn't, I did feel that I had lost all the work I had done on myself in the last year, all the effort I'd put in, because it felt like I went to square one with my feelings and the emotions. But when that switch happened, when I accepted that I don't need to know the reason, now I feel again that no, that work did not go to waste. So I can say when you're in that moment, you're in your weakest and everything seems to be falling apart and you need something to make you feel okay, I definitely felt like I lost all that progress. I worked on myself so much. It's all gone. But I don't feel that anymore. So just the daily reminder.
Yeah, it's not gone. It's not lost. I see it so clearly. And you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do.
Okay. Thanks for listening to Rhea's session. As you can see, she has gone through tremendous growth on this path of individuation. She has done considerable shadow work, both in the time that we were together and in the time since. And her journey continues. She had a history of a lot of relationships ending unexpectedly. And on the surface, it looks like that pattern is repeating itself. But if you look closely, you'll realize that the previous relationships ended because she believed that unless she worked really hard to make them work, she would be abandoned. And that fear of abandonment always came true. But now she's working on something slightly different. It's not that she was in this relationship with the fear of he's going to leave me, but she's noticing that when things end without a reason, without proper closure, she feels uneasy about it. So it's a different kind of trigger. And then if she explores that trigger, she realizes that her persona has always been about, if I can reason with something, I can handle it. And this is the part that she is trying to overcome. She's learning to integrate aspects of her shadow that allow her to function even if she doesn't know. And not just function, but thrive. And what has enabled her to maintain this perspective is all the work she did before and this deep knowing, this trust within herself that all this may happen. There might be a whole whirlwind in her world, but she will be okay because she's a spiritual being who is in this body having this experience, but it doesn't need to define her. Doesn't mean she won't feel all the feelings. It doesn't mean she has to go through the journey, but it means that she will have a new perspective each time she encounters the same thing. So does this mean that Rhea will have to keep having bad relationship breakups that happen unexpectedly? No, it does not mean that. But what will continue to happen is that her fears of abandonment, which morphed into fears of uncertainty, might morph into something slightly different to make sure that she is integrating each and every aspect of her shadow that she has pushed away. And this really is personal growth. Everything that you think is not you, everything that you're afraid of, you being able to bring it to light, being able to embrace it, being able to integrate it, and becoming whole. So her journey, like all of our journeys, will continue. Every time it would get better, every time she descends down the spiral, she would get deeper and deeper in touch with her unconscious, with the collective unconscious, and will continue to move forward in life from that place of deep knowing, not motivated by fear, not motivated by the desire to preserve a particular persona. I think she really gets it that some things are in her persona, some things are in her shadow, but she is not either of them. Okay, I will leave you with that for this episode. Please feel free to reach out to me if you want to let me know your own experience with shadow work, if you've tried it in the past, or your experience starting it now for the first time. And please do not feel discouraged if same things come back again and again. You cannot notice your own growth, but others around you and I can notice yours. Okay, take care. Bye. Thank you for being my partner in Sublime today. I hope you enjoyed diving into the unconscious with me. To ask a question or get coached on the show, visit shagunchopra.com/ask or click the link below. See you next time.